The former leader of the Bosnian Serbs was back in international court today in The Hague. Radovan Karadzic has been trying to delay his trial since it started last fall. He said he needed more time to prepare his defense against 11 counts of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. But today he had to face the prosecution's first witness to the horrors of the 1990s Bosnian War. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from The Hague.
Outside the War Crimes Tribunal for former Yugoslavia, 29-year-old Admira Fazlic eagerly awaited the start of the trial. She was 11 years old when Bosnian Serbs detained her and her Bosnian Muslim family during their brutal campaign of ethnic cleansing.
We hope that in this case of Karadzic will finish as soon as possible and that he will get the biggest punishment possible.
There's a specter hanging over the tribunal. It failed to bring to conclusion the trial of former Serbian strongman Slobodan Milošević, who died in jail in 2006, 4 years into the proceedings. The two cases cover many of the same atrocities, and this time the prosecution has streamlined its witness list, but it will still focus on the major crimes: the siege of Sarajevo, which killed more than 10,000 people, and the massacre of about 8,000 unarmed Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. Like Milošević, Karadzic is acting as his own lawyer, but unlike his gruff and burly mentor, Karadzic is more deferential. He spoke through a translator.
I'm sorry. I may sound clumsy sometimes. This is the first time I'm appearing as a defense counsel, but I hope I'll hone my skills with the time.
The trial began with the prosecution's first witness, Ahmet Zulic, who testified about beatings he underwent and murders he saw committed while held in Serb detention. Prosecutor Anne Sutherland asked him about his injuries.
Well, I had fractures, broken ribs, 6 or 7 vertebrae were affected. I had a fracture on my arm. They made me make the sign of the cross, which I refused to do. And so when I was doing push-ups, they stepped on my hand, so my fingers were broken.
In his cross-examination, Karadzic hammered the witness, dropping names and asking Zulic a string of questions on people he knew and even on who he didn't know. The questioning rattled the witness.
I can't let him get away with this, really. He's trying to set me up.
Karadzic is needling, even tested presiding judge Ogwon Kwon's patience.
Try to concentrate on relevant questions. Move on, please.
Excellent.
Your Excellency, we're dealing here with the credibility of this witness. The witness wrote that he omitted to write down the horrors in his diary to prevent his grandchildren from suffering. He didn't have any grandchildren at the time that he kept his diary. So that is relevant.
When arrested in July 2008 in Belgrade after 12 years in hiding, Karadzic emerged with a completely different look. The stern, pompous wartime leader had been replaced by a long-haired and white-bearded mystic specializing in New Age healing. Now he has a new demeanor, lawyerly and eager to please his judges. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, The Hague.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.